Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You think Diggs should be cut?
Do I think he should be cut?
Yeah, you.
No, I don't.
I do not.
I came to the show yesterday with the opinion, not opinion, but the knowledge of that it is on the table, that it is being thought of. And it's not just the boat. It's not just the boat. There's some other things that I've heard. That's all. That puts some things in question. Are you all in? Are you all in here?
98.5 The Sports Hub on
Scott Zolak.
Yeah. So I was in Boston this week listening to some Patriots radio talk about Diggs. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Got to call in a moment here. The dead cap hit is 16.6. Who knows if there's language to get them out of it?
Well, the language to get them out of it, I believe, this is what I read on the follow-up to that comment, is that he has not passed a physical yet.
Okay.
And that they could wiggle their way out of all of it in the name of he's not healthy, or they could figure something out like that. Or they could also, you know, they could be like, we saw him with drugs in a video. Like, he breached his contract in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So they would only do it, I guess, if they could get out of it completely clean.
Presumably. Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly. Not even really alleged yet, but anyway. One thing on Diggs, like, if he gets cut or if he doesn't, it's such a cliche for a receiver, especially the receiver position. You know, we hear diva receivers and headaches, and there's a long history of the position and guys just becoming that. And I had the thought this weekend about Diggs and his career arc here. Like, if we talk about it like a breakup, which we have before, you know, the Bills and Diggs broke up and went their separate ways, and maybe plenty of Bills fans were mad about it. Some thought, like, hey, best of luck. We had great times. Now we get to a stage, Joe, for me, where I think, you know, is it sad? Now it might be sad. Wide receivers that are great, they don't all go down this road. Some just have great careers, retire, and go to the Hall of Fame. You know, you've got more examples of that. And for Diggs, man, when they brought him here, he was the best receiver in football. He had multiple great seasons. And then, you know, you want to say personalities or meshing with the quarterback, they burned out. Okay. And Allen couldn't take it anymore. Or Diggs couldn't take it, or the team couldn't take it. You get to a point like, man, it's kind of like one of those tales of wasted talent that you could have stayed in a great situation if you just stayed. If you could just kind of keep it reined in, you were going to continue. Like, the Bills would not have really gone, I don't think, to the everybody eats, blah, blah, blah. It would have just been, he's still on the team and we're going to get other receivers and keep going. And he would have had a career here. He'd had at least one more year. Maybe he tears his ACL. And I don't know. To me, the whole thing kind of gets a little sad if it ends up where he does get cut. And now he's Deontay Johnson is an example of this, too. Deontay Johnson is provably great at getting open. He's an incredible receiver, but he burned out in Pittsburgh and immediately went to, what, Carolina, and then to
Houston, Baltimore,
yeah. And now he's in Cleveland, and you think, this is an incredible talent that is going to be wasted. Sometimes it happens
but
where
even that guy's not, like, Diggs was one of the best receivers in football. Like, Hall of Fame trajectory.
Yes, kept going.
Flirting maybe with he that. Still will, but.
And Johnson, I feel like, could have been that maybe somewhere else. Johnson's great talent, like one of the elite separators in the league, and gone. And maybe you feel this way, again, like different circumstances for Josh Gordon. Like, oh, wasted. What a waste.
Yeah.
Could have been so much more. And for Diggs, maybe you feel this way about Antonio Brown, how he was incredible. And it ended fast, and it burned out hard.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's the kind of thought I had about this with Diggs yesterday. If he gets cut, like, all right, see you later. It goes from, you know, thinking, all right, hey, sometimes relationships only end to last 2-4 years, whatever. And this time, not going to make it 2 months? That's tough. So I'm not even saying I feel for him. I just feel for, like, what a waste. What a waste. If you could have just kept it together here, he'd have, what, another 1,000-yard season? You would have had 1,000 yards in this offense last year, probably. He could still play.
Yeah, depending on how they would have used him and whatnot. Yeah, sure.
And that's not even to say like the Bills missed him or needed him. It's just that his career did not have to go this way, and it went so fast. It's a year and a half, really, from where he's at the hospital with Hamlin. We're talking about how great of a teammate he is. To a month later, it's... There's cracks in this foundation, and then it's like it's over before it's over.
Right. And his ability, how long has it been since he was like thought of as one of the best premier players of the position? I mean, first half of the year, his last year with the Bills, 2023. Remember him against Miami?
Yeah.
The Dolphins come in after scoring 70 points, and it's like, come on, like 70 points against the Broncos, we're going to put you in your place.
Three
and
touchdowns.
Then that day... It was Allen to Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's his final year. He was unstoppable. And by the second half of that year, it started to look like, oh, he's maybe not as good anymore as we thought he was. And so go to middle of 2023 to right now. That's not even two calendar years. And he went from still thought of as one of the best receivers in the league to now... I don't want to write him off, though, for the how good he is. Because I don't know how good he's going to be. I know,
but post injury, that's tough.
I'm pretty confident he's never going to be an elite number one wide receiver on the outside again.
Right.
That's done. I don't even know if he'll ever play on the outside again. He's probably a slot guy from here to the end. And he could be good. Larry Fitzgerald went to the slot at the end of his career and was still very good. But his days...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As a number one elite receiver in the game, went from, oh yeah, he's in that conversation, to he's not even near the conversation within 2 years.
Yep.
And that could be age, too. Tyreek Hill, I don't think, is in that conversation anymore.
Right, Tyreek Hill, all of a sudden...
And that was a year and a half ago. He was the best receiver in football.
His explosive numbers went way down. It's all a point to be made about, like, why do these players hold out for the biggest contract they can get when they can? Because it goes fast.
It's why I'm reading, like, I think they'll get it done. I don't think this will get that... you know, dramatic, but that, like, Terry McLaurin is not playing another down until he gets a new contract because he's 29.
Yeah.
Like, he wants it. I want it now. I'm not waiting.
Scott in Cheektowaga is up. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Off the topic of what I called for, but it is secretly, I'm privately celebrating the Stephon Diggs meltdown and how far he's fallen since he's left us. I think it's comical. Sorry, that's awful to say, but
no, it's
a lot of Buffalo people probably feel that too. The point I was calling about was the Sabres. And I thought, well, on hold, I thought of the best way I can explain it is if you've ever seen one of those crime family FBI takedown kind of movies where they show behind the scenes at headquarters where they have that like dry erase board with the family tree of the head of the crime family and then all the underbosses and they're trying to work their way all the way up to the top. I just feel like somewhere in that second tier, we're lacking that person who's in charge, the NFL equivalent of the director of pro personnel for the Sabres. That the person that just is the Bill Belichick for the Sabres. And not necessarily the GM, but maybe that's the problem. It's just that these things you said on the way, on my drive in, I'm like, that is what we're lacking. We aren't that. We don't have somebody who can say, you know what, let's do this guy for 3 years at $4 million and give him the big contract 4 years down the road and have him look. We had Reinhardt, and I don't know if it's definitely the problem of development of these players. These guys are 24 and 25 years old. They don't need hand-holding as the number one thing we're lacking is some guy that can train them to be better players, maybe hold their hand a little bit here and there, but not. I think the biggest question mark we are lacking right now is finding those pieces on other teams to fill voids here.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Scott. It's not always about the best prospect. It's not always about needing the biggest price in free agency. Part of what drives me nuts about the Sabres in this conversation is, you know, it's a little bit of, sure, you watch players that have been productive here, not valued, and go somewhere else and succeed. That's not a surprise. I think about the players that along the way we mentioned as, how about this guy? And for a good 5 years, there's this attitude of, that doesn't fit the timeline. Mm-hmm. That doesn't fit the timeline. This team is young. We don't want a guy who's 28. It was multiple years of not wanting a player that was 29. And then Jason Zucker shows up and is really good. And like, oh, okay, yeah, a guy like that is actually important. They've needed steadying veterans for a long time. And it felt like they went 6 years without getting anybody that could be that player. And their free agent signings were $1.1 million guys that then get buried in Rochester and just like the
right, like between in the time between they signed the day they signed Taylor Hall and the day they signed Jason Zucker, is there one person that they brought in that fits this profile?
No, it was always
the only one that fits the profile is Tuck, and that's because there was the Eichel trade.
Right, it's Connor Clifton, it's.
Right,
it's Sam those, Lafferty, really, it's Nicholas Aube-Kubel, and these are like all just like sure fillers.
And that is maybe part of the Florida point too. Is you have to be good, you have to be talented at identifying talent and who is a pretty good player that maybe isn't in the right opportunity, isn't getting enough minutes that you think will be better here. And the Sabres had one go at that. They could have took more swings, but they took one very very modest swing. After they missed the playoffs by 1 year, what were their moves? They brought in Connor Clifton and Eric Johnson.
Yeah.
Those were their moves.
Right.
And I feel like it wasn't that hard
to see that was not going to go well.
Right.
And Eric Johnson, after like the second game of the season, was like, we can't be giving up scoring chances. Like, buddy, this team just traded scoring chances for a full season. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that was when they changed kind of what they did. All right. Anyway, 803-0550. Get your master's ticket applications in. Actually, don't.
I gotta figure. I can't figure out
Don't.
Why I can't.
They're closed this year. They're not taking applications. Everybody,
what? You're so much more confident in your 0.6% chance out of 0.5.
Text everybody you know. Actually, there are no Masters applications this year. They're not taking tickets. It's going to be a non-ticketed event. Sorry. Breaking news. Masters to close Augusta to crowds in 2026.
Do you imagine you're just the only person there walking around in Augusta?
Can I increase my odds by 0.002%?
Yeah.
If I tell people, it's actually it's August 1st.
Right.
Maybe they'll believe that instead. Oh, yeah. The big delay.
You actually just show up at the door. They're not doing ticket lottery this year. You just show up.
Yes. Anyway, get your applications in. Got to get there. Got to get there. And I'll buy an egg salad. I'll get there and I'll buy an egg salad sandwich and I'll give it to someone as a donation. Here you go. Have your egg salad. This one's on me. Uh-huh. I'll pay it forward. I'll buy 10 egg salads for people in the gallery, the patrons.
What if Scheffler said, "Hey, if you take a bite of that sandwich you're holding right there, you could come play with me today."
Have a good round.
You're at the practice round.
Have a good round, Scotty. I'll pass.
What?
What do I need to watch him blast it 150 yards past me? That's a good time.
What if he only hits 7-iron the whole day? He'd probably still beat us. Beat you by 100.
Probably. I'd lie about my handicap and I'd try to beat him somehow. Anyway, 803-0550, our phone number. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.